What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Neverland Podcast 001.
Up to Neverland.
Where?
To Never Neverland.
Take a start of the right and stay until morning. Neverland.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or whatever time it is that you happen to be listening. Grab your nearest pixie, sprinkle a little dust, and welcome here to Neverland. I am your host, as always, and, well, as new, Jeremy. I'm going to take a little time to just tell you a little bit about what we're doing here with Neverland. Some of you may have instantly thought Peter Pan, and Peter Pan instantly makes you think Disney. Well, that's not too far to go, although this is not a Disney podcast. I have based this on the concept of Neverland, where it is being a place to go to where you can just be a kid and never have to grow up. So if you're thinking Disney, well, Disney is actually part of it. That is a wonderful way to basically we can act like a kid. Some things I plan to do here is a little bit of nostalgia. We're going to go back in time and visit some classic music, classic TV, classic movies that made us, you know, makes us remember what it was like when we were a kid, you know, some favorite shows and things like that. We'll also maybe look at a few modern things that basically help bring out the kid in us, things that we like to do in the modern world. And heck, the geek culture, as it would with movies, is actually certainly helping us out with that. So we'll also be able to discuss video games and maybe even some other podcasts. I might have a few other podcasters on here that if I enjoy their show, I might have them on sometime. You never know. It's pretty much open format. Also, this is user-supported feedback. User-supported podcast. In other words, I want your feedback. You can send me an email at podcast... Well, saying at podcast sounds ridiculous, but basically send an email to podcast at neverlandpodcast.com. And what I'd like to do is hear something you would actually enjoy to hear on the show from you. Feedback if you're enjoying the show. Also, share with me a few childhood memories that you would like to be shared on the show. I will only use your first name, unless you really want me to give your full name, and then I guess I could. This is kind of pretty much going to be all of us getting together. We're going to join into our little land of Neverland and just have a good time and act like a bunch of kids. So if you have your kids in the room, bring them in and share a few memories with them. Help them, you know, enjoy childhood while they still have it. If you don't have any kids and it's just you, well, I tell you what, prepare to be a big kid yourself if you're not already, like I am. Throughout the course of this thing, I have a good buddy of mine who is also kind of a big kid that he will be co-hosting a few discussions with me. A lot of different things that we're going to be doing here, but hopefully we'll get the ground going here with this first show and you're going to have a good time. A little bit about how I kind of started to actually choose to do a podcast, and this is going to be a good way to share some childhood memories. I used to get a lot of those books on tape, kid style, you know what I'm talking about, where when you hear the chime, it is time to turn the page. I had a lot of those, and I was at like a sleepover or something when I was a kid, and my brother and sister figured out how to force the radio that we had to record. And by slamming down the record button, they managed to ruin my It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown tape, which really irritated me, really. But then they showed me how to record, and I just had a good old time actually ruining my other tapes until I discovered blank tapes that you didn't have to force the record button down. You could just press it because it has a little tab down in the little thing at the bottom of the tape. Oh, and children, if you're listening, if you don't know what a cassette tape is, pause this podcast and ask your parents. That was long before CDs, and you might not even know what a CD is because everything's digital these days, but you can still find CDs in some stores, I think. Anyway, so that's how I learned how to record, and so I used to record myself on tapes, pretending I was on some sort of radio station or something like that, and actually part of me would still like to actually work in radio, but as I am not currently working in radio... And I have had some people say that they do enjoy my narration and my talking and my voice, because my voice is somewhat unique and somewhat, Mickey Mouse-ish. But I figured I'd go ahead and give it a shot. This is almost like having my own little place to kind of talk and entertain, and so that's pretty much where I'm coming from. I've been listening to some podcasts over the course of a year since I finally hawked up the money to get a smartphone. Actually, it was a Black Friday, whatever, sale back in 2012. So I got my first smartphone cheap. Then I started listening to podcasts, and I've been enjoying them. I thought, you know what? This sounds a lot like what I used to do when I was a kid. So here I am, and now I'm podcasting. I did have a plan for what we were going to do with this first show, but it kind of has fallen through. We've kind of had a little bit of inclement weather where I'm at. And so I think we're going to do something slightly different. One thing that always makes me feel like a kid is Christmas, and we are coming up on the Christmas season. And so I thought it would be fun to talk about some of the fun things of Christmas and share some audio, because that's the main thing I want to do here, is share a lot of different audio recordings and things like that. You don't want to just sit there listening to me talk. Well, if you do, then, well, thank you. But anyways... one of the number one things that for people who are my age and even maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, the number one thing we're going to remember is a sound effect that would come on CBS whenever there was a great holiday special coming up. And it went a little something like this. Okay, so then when you'd hear that, you knew something cool was about to happen. Now, some of my favorite of the Christmas specials were the Rankin Bass specials. So let's just go and relive a few of them, shall we? In fact, they don't really seem to show most of the really good ones anymore. CBS, I think they'll still show Frosty the Snowman, and they'll show Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they've got a few new ones that aren't bad. They've got ones, Yes, Virginia, which is not too bad. There's some other ones that are kind of cute, but they just don't seem to have the same charm as the old Rankin Bass specials. Now, like I said, some of these that you don't get to see anymore, ABC Family, I know, has shown some of these old ones that kind of get ignored. But let's just go and listen to some of the music tracks off of some of those. That sounds like a good idea to me. I always love listening to these.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how.
to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Look at that Frosty go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.
Over the hills of snow, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Now, of course, that was sung by the great Jimmy Durante. And I've heard alternate versions, actually, on the radio. Some radio stations will actually play those. But, okay, so who's going to admit to me now that when you'd watch Frosty the Snowman, and he got into that greenhouse and he got melted, how many of you as little kids cried at that? Now, I didn't. I know my wife did. My wife, she's just tender-hearted, and she could cry at a drop of a dime. But how many of you would admit to me that you cried when Frosty melted? Not, well, maybe the first time you watched it before you realized, oh, well, he's going to get brought right back when Santa comes and opens the door. But how many of you just really just lost your cool altogether when you were like 5 years old when Frosty melted? And how many every time you went outside and you built a snowman decided that was Frosty? You couldn't name it anything else. It had to be Frosty.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. The Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yep, Rudolph was one of my absolute favorites, and I really were. I was delighted when they added some extra scenes with that extra song. Although it was funny, the really kind of grumpy, bigger kind of boss elf suddenly had a completely different voice with that extra song that they threw in there, that We Are Santa's Elves. So I always wondered about that, if he just kind of put on his happy face in front of Santa and then was just a nice jerk, I guess, to everybody else, or if they actually had cast two different voice actors and had switched voice actors before deleting the scene. Who knows? Somebody knows, but it's not me. One more thing I'm going to go ahead and share with you, and then we'll just call it a day. It's actually kind of a rare Rankin-Bass treat that I saw once, and I actually had it recorded on a VHS tape, when I might actually still have that VHS tape somewhere. But they actually did two specials or features of the Little Drummer Boy.
Go to him.
But I have no gift to bring.
Go, look upon the newborn king.
Was actually a story of a young boy who, when he was just really, really young, I can't remember what all it would happen now off the top of my head, but his family was killed by some bandits or something like that, and so he grows kind of into his little bit older childhood, just very bitter and hates people, and the only thing he likes is his animals, which he learns by playing on his drum. The animals would actually dance to his drumming, and so to kind of make a living for himself and to feed himself, he'd go from town to town and play his drum, and his animals would dance. But he still just absolutely hated people. Then one day he comes across the three wise men on their way, of course, to visit the baby Jesus. And you can kind of get to the idea how the story goes from there. And, you know, the kid kind of learns some lessons. And they actually did make a second one that picks up right after that, which I only saw that one like one time, so I really don't remember what happens in it. But it's truly delightful. Anything Rankin Bass makes, it's just a wonderful thing. Whether they used the stop-motion animation or they did hand-drawn animation, it's just all good stuff. And I'll probably share some more Rankin Bass on future episodes, but I'm going to call this one a day. Thank you very much for listening. Tell all your friends. Visit NeverlandPodcast.com. Just NeverlandPodcast.com. There is no the in front of the website. Woo! And go in there. I have a donate button if you wish to kind of help me out to kind of pay for the hosting and stuff like that. It'll also pay for, you know, perhaps some new equipment if I ever need to update some things. I do probably need to update my web hosting for this. The broadband is going to be a little limited, and there's a limit to how many people who can download all at the same time, which hopefully we will not ever crack, but we might. Well, yes, come visit the website, like us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and stay tuned. Hopefully I'll be able to do one of these once a week, but it might be every couple weeks. I will just record whenever I can and get one of these out there, so please subscribe. Let me know how you would get subscribed and what you're listening to. Once again, podcast at neverlandpodcast.com. I'm not sure if I've got the iTunes feed working properly. I did have to, on my own iTunes, I had to input the actual URL myself through FeedBurner. But maybe you'll get it to work. I don't know. I've had quite an argument with iTunes already early this morning. Come back, listen to, enjoy the feed, tell your friends about it, share it on Facebook, share it with all your friends, and just have a good time. And go out there and just sprinkle a little pixie dust and everything and just be a kid and fly away whenever you need to. And find those little moments that make you feel like a kid again. That's all for now, and see ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.